griddle. Whoa, every dollar you spend at Quick Trip with Quick Rewards earns you a point in the Packers fan zone. So come in and get winning. No purchase necessary. Full details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes.
It's the summer sales event with the Ford Groom.
Sam, 30 seconds on the clock. The Ford summer sales event.
Great time to buy.
Correct. What do we have amazing deals on this summer?
Ford trucks and SUVs.
Is Ford America's all-time best-selling auto brand?
Let me think. Yeah, it is.
3 for 3.
What do I win?
You get to work at the Ford summer sales event.
Amazing. I think I was going to do that anyway.
You betcha.
Based on Automotive News Almanac historical data and industry reported sales data from 1909 through 2024 CY.
Hey, fans. It might still feel like summer, but we all know how fast Wisconsin weather can turn. Count on the trusted dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling to do whatever it takes to make sure your furnace is up for the challenge. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
With NFL Plus, keep the NFL in reach. Stream live out-of-market preseason games, live local and primetime games on mobile during the regular and postseason, and NFL Network, including 7 exclusive live games. With NFL Plus Premium, watch every touchdown every Sunday afternoon during the regular season on NFL Red Zone. And for a limited time, save 20% on an annual NFL Plus Premium subscription. Offer ends September 15th. Sign up today at plus.nfl.com/radio. Terms and conditions apply.
The two-minute warning was presented by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Feel the power with a career as a union laborer. Learn more at LiunaWisconsin.org. Larry McCarron is headed down to the Packers locker room. He'll visit with Matt LaFleur following tonight's game. The Jets lead 30-10 2 minutes ago in the game. And the fourth Green Bay quarterback, Taylor Algersma, is on for the Packers out of Laurier, Canada. In the shotgun, has a first and 10 of the 49 of the Jets. Takes, fakes the handoff, looks to throw, lofts it over the left side, threw it behind the intended receiver. Incomplete. Jarius Monroe had the coverage on Isaiah Nair, one of the newest Packers picked up this week. Rookie free agent out of Nebraska. So second down and 10. Football to the 49-yard line of the New York Jets. Messiah Swinson is the tight end, left side of the line. Will Shepard split wide to the left. Nair wide to the right. Lumpkin tight end, right side of the line. So two tight ends. Single back offense, and here's the handoff to the running back, and that is Abani Konda. Straight ahead up the middle, tried to slant it to his left, but was met with stiff resistance, and the tackle made by Tanner McAllister coming in from the secondary to make the hit. Gain of maybe a yard down to the 48, and it becomes 3rd and 9 for Green Bay, and the Packers have struggled on third downs. Part of the reason why they've only had 11 first downs in this game thus far. Packers are 1 of 9 on third downs. Shepard wide to the left side, along with Cornelius Johnson and Johnny Lumpkin in the tight end. Single receiver to the right side is Naylor. Here's the snap to Algersma in the shotgun. He bootlegs a bit to his left, dumps it off to Lumpkin. He's met by a combination of Jets between the numbers at the 45 on the left side, stacked up at the 44, and it becomes a fourth down for Green Bay. Boog Smith led the charge. And a gain of about 5 yards, leaving fourth down and 5 coming up. And with 51 seconds to go, the Packers will run another offensive snap here for Algersma, who signed off the rookie weekend tryout. He was the quarterback they brought in for weekend for the rookie symposium, weekend stretch. And Matt LaFleur said, hey, this guy's got a little something. Brings him to mini camp, and then training camp. Here's a snap to Elgersma. Fires over the left side on the slant. He's got Will Shepherd for a first down inside the 35, just outside the left hash marks. 34-yard line of New York. Jarius Monroe, the man they beat on that slant for 10 yards at a first down.
The 10 ball at the 34.
13 seconds ago and time winding down. And that may do it. They're not in a hurry to get off another snap. And this night comes to an end. Well, for the start, for the new regime with the Jets, it was a big night. Justin Fields scored the first touchdown of the game and a 13-yard scamper early on, and the Jets never looked back. Aaron Glenn, the new head coach, comes over to shake the hand of Matt LaFleur, and they embrace a bit. The Jets score a 30-10 win in the preseason opener for both clubs. We'll be back with more Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
It's time for some football. As the official ticket marketplace of the Green Bay Packers and the NFL, Ticketmaster's got the best way to take it to the house when it comes to being there live. They're the safest and most convenient marketplace to score fully verified Packers tickets. And even if your plans get broken up or worse, turned over, Ticketmaster gives you more flexibility to sell your seats. So get those touchdown celebrations ready and score your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Packers.
On game day, U.S. Cellular wants you to do less scrolling and more cheering. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the US Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game day connections. Let's find us again with US Mode, because game day is for cheering on the green and gold. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Miller Lite, the legendary light beer. The originator, the inventor. If this beer could talk, it'd tell stories about that one time, that night, that one guy, that one gal. Writing a story 50 years long and 50 million friends wide. Because legendary stories start with a light. Here's to 50 years of Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Green Bay is famous for playing hard. So it's no surprise it's home to the region's most exciting place to play, Oneida Casino Hotel. Whether you love a great hit, the thrill of a big momentum shift, or just the fun of getting the whole team together, this is where Green Bay comes to relax, recharge, and play hard. Oneida Casino Hotel. Play on. Official casino and hotel of the Green Bay Packers. Please gamble responsibly.
Wayne Larrabee back at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, where the Jets have defeated the Packers 30-10 in the preseason opener for both teams. Justin Fields started the scoring with 8:44 to go in the first quarter on a 13-yard touchdown run. Brandon McManus added a 46-yard field goal early in the second quarter. Then Jay Tuffel fumble recovery in the end zone. That was a situation where the Jets were able to score a defensive touchdown. They took a 14-3 lead and never really looked back. That fumble was caused, I believe, by Leonard Taylor III. And then Tuffel was able to make the recovery in the end zone. And the Jets go on to the victory here tonight in Green Bay. Jordan Love played early in the ball game. He completed one of five passes for 7 yards. Packers got work for all four quarterbacks in the game here tonight. Time for tonight's ground game stats powered by Senix. Packers 124 rushing yards on 21 attempts. The Jets ran the ball 40 times for 147 yards. The ground game stats powered by Senix fuel your fandom. Stop by your local Senix to stock up on snacks and fuel for your next Packers game. Senix is the proud petroleum partner of the Green Bay Packers. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Hey, Donald Driver here to talk to you about Network Health. For over 40 years, Network Health has been a leading health plan in Wisconsin. Their exceptional customer service isn't just words on a page. It's what they do. It's what they've always done. When you choose a health plan, you want one that's on your side when you need it. That choice is easy. Choose Network Health today. Visit networkhealth.com/Donald or call 866-514-7130. HMO and POS plans underwritten by Network Health Plan.
It's time for some football. As the official ticket marketplace of the Green Bay Packers and the NFL, Ticketmaster's got the best way to take it to the house when it comes to being there live. They're the safest and most convenient marketplace to score fully verified Packers tickets. And even if your plans get broken up or worse, turned over, Ticketmaster gives you more flexibility to sell your seats. So get those touchdown celebrations ready and score your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Packers.
My name is Kurt Bechtold. Since my grandfather founded the Walbeck Group in 1930, our family of companies have been helping people reach their destinations. We help our team members grow their careers. We help our customers by manufacturing high-quality aggregate and asphalt and in the delivery of our unparalleled engineering and construction services. And most importantly, we help the communities where we live and work. We are Walbeck, a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Visit wearewalbeck.com to learn how we can help you.
Once again, the final score 30-10, Jets over the Packers. We'll be in Indianapolis next week and joint practices with the Colts in Indianapolis on Thursday, then a day off, and then it's the game on Saturday afternoon, an early start in that ball game in Indianapolis, and then the following week back home, joint practice on a week from Thursday with the Seattle Seahawks, and then the final preseason game of the summer will be a late afternoon game here at Lambeau Field against the Seahawks in a couple of weeks. Special thanks to Craig Schilbauer, our executive producer, Eric Monahan, our spotter, Taylor Rogers, our producer, Armin Sorian, WRNW producer, John Tyler, JT, our game site engineer, JC Dantzman, our coordinating producer, Lynn Vandenberg is our sales coordinator. For Larry McCarron and the rest of our Packers Radio Network crew, I'm Wayne Larrivee saying so long, but stay tuned for Packers Playback coming up next. Packers Radio presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Hey, Packers fans, get ready for Green and Gold Fridays coming this season to Fleet Farm. As a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers, we're teaming up to help you kick off every game day weekend right. Just wear your green and gold every Friday during the regular season and get a free snack bag of Fleet Farm nuts or candy with purchase at any of our Wisconsin stores. Get fired up to score every week this season during Green and Gold Fridays at Fleet Farm.
It's back to school time again, and parents are pretty stressed out.
Can you blame us? The supply list, the sign-ups, the scheduling.
At least haircuts are easy at Great Clips.
It's true. With the Great Clips app, I checked him in before we left home, so we were in and out in no time.
I got a great haircut, and Mom got to check something off the to-do list. She really loves that.
Back to school can be a lot, but haircuts are easy at Great Clips. Download the app today.
Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get a premium finish with less odor and fumes for your painting project with Rust-Oleum's Low Odor Spray Paint. It provides a long-lasting, durable finish, making it perfect for indoor or outdoor projects. Save big on Rust-Oleum Spray Paints now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
If you're headed to deer camp this fall, the Onyx Hunt app is going to help you put that big buck on your wall and more back straps in the freezer. With up-to-date and accurate land ownership boundaries and information, you'll always know who owns any piece of land. Sharing tree stand and trail camera locations will save your camp time and frustration by making navigation in the dark easy. It also makes choosing which stand to hunt based on the wind simple with Optimal Wind. That shows you which sets have favorable conditions on any given day. Save 20% on your membership with code PACKERS at onyxmaps.com/hunt.
Packers game day continues.
Love looks to the air, throws the right side, he's got it, man. Dayton Reed, touchdown!
With Packers Playback, built by Menards.
Jacobs burrowing left side, and there is your dagger!
and sponsored by Rural Mutual Insurance on the Packers Radio Network.
Packers Playback, built by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Wayne Larrivee back at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Larry McCarron standing by the Packers locker room. He'll talk with Matt LaFleur momentarily. The New York Jets score a 30-10 victory over the Green Bay Packers here at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. In somewhat of a disappointing performance, to say the least, for the Packers. But it's a preseason game. They got a lot of good work in with their young players. They also got their starters to play a little bit in the first half. And we saw Jordan Love play a little bit. We saw some of the starters on offense and defense. But it was the Jets who came in, and they probably had a little bit more to play for. It was their first game under their new regime, new head coach Aaron Glenn and his staff. And those preseason games, you know, a preseason game like that probably meant quite a bit to that group trying to reestablish something in New York. So that's kind of the way it went here today. You could tell the Jets were playing very much on the playing on the bit, so to speak, as we would say in horse racing. But at any rate, they score a 30-10 victory over the Packers in the first preseason game. And we'll send it down to Larry McCarron standing by with Matt LaFleur.
Thank you, Wayne. Matt LaFleur joins us now. And, Matt, the score's a score. But overall play style, would you like or not like as a case
there
may be?
There wasn't a lot to like. It wasn't to our standard. And I think every time you step on that field, I really don't care who's out there, is you got to play to a standard, and you need what you practice to translate to game day. And certainly I did not see us attack the football with relentless effort that we've been doing in practice, that we've been showing in practice. I didn't see us play with great technique and pad level, way too many penalties. Obviously had the drops came just stared us right in the face, and we couldn't move the football. And then we had some critical mistakes on special teams as well. I mean, you have the opening kickoff, you have a holding, we field the ball on the 5-yard line, we muff another punt that leads to points. So all in all, I would say it was a bad day all around.
Matt, offensively, you're like 1 of 10 on third down. Because you struggled on that down, you don't get another set of downs. Hard to get any continuity or rhythm, isn't it?
Yeah, we weren't in sync all night. And even when we had opportunities, you have a 3rd and 1 in the second half, we pop a run for a first down, we get called for a holding penalty. So that just seemed to be kind of it all night long, and it's hard to win like that.
Amar Johnson's 39-yard run, well blocked, well run. Did you see that coming from him in practice?
Yeah, he's done some nice things, and it was a well-blocked play. There was nobody in the C gap. We kind of kicked him out of every gap right there, and he did the rest. And it was a great effort downfield by Sean Clifford to kind of get a piece of the defender and allow Amar to score a touchdown.
Some of your young guys up front defensively did show up, and I'm speaking of Baron Sorrell, Kingsley Enigbari, Colby Wooden, all of them made some plays.
Yeah, I think there were some good moments. I think after the first two drives, our defense really kind of settled in for a while. Unfortunately, we were in such a hole, and then we gave up a couple late drives. But there were some guys. I don't think it was necessarily a lack of effort out there. I just think it was just lack of execution.
Matt, bottom line, do you take anything away from a game like this?
Absolutely you do. You better take it to heart. Otherwise, it's going to creep into the regular season. And we just need to kind of refocus and have that sense of urgency. And every man in that locker room has got a lot to work on.
Matt, thanks for the time. And Wayne, back up to you.
All right, thank you very much. Larry, highlights from tonight's game are coming up next with Chandra Lynn. From the Verizon broadcast booth, you're listening to Packers Football.
In classrooms across the country, chronic absenteeism is on the rise.
Sophia A, grade 4, absent.
Julio M, grade 6, absent.
Aisha S, grade 12, absent.
These absences are often due to the absence of crucial needs, like transportation, healthcare, a working computer, mental health support. The list goes on.
Olivia H, absent.
Preston L, absent.
Chloe B, absent.
The reasons why they're absent are very real, and yet the solution is someone present to help them along their path. When site coordinators from communities and schools are on hand, they connect kids to the resources they need. And when they do, 99% of students are present and remain in school throughout the year.
Jacob O., grade 10.
Present.
Communities and Schools works directly with students, helping them overcome obstacles to succeed in school and in life. Learn more at communitiesinschools.org. Being present matters.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto, body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Worga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Packers Playback is built by Menards. Save big money at Menards. I'm Chandra Lynn, your final at Lambeau, 30-10 New York. And as of game highlights brought to you by U.S. Cellular, Jordan Love did get the start for the green and gold. After a few plays, the ball went to the Jets, and Justin Fields eventually found the end zone. Extra point good. They're up 7-0. The Jets got closer once again, but our defense did step up and stopped them. Into the second quarter, Malik Willis starts for Green Bay. So in addition to a couple penalty calls against the Jets, Willis helped move the ball down the field that ended like this.
Here's the snap to Daniel Whelan. Placement made. Swing to the right leg. Kick to the uprights. And it is good.
It is 7-3 Jets, and before the half was over, Willis was sacked. Jets get the ball and score again, up 14-7, and found more points after a muffed punt from Green Bay, making it 17-3 at the half. Sean Clifford started for the Pack in the third quarter, but it was the Jets that scored first. They now have a 24 lead, and then New York scored again, coming in early in the fourth as New York added another field goal, making it 27-3. But then finally, the green and gold made it into the end zone.
And out of the shotgun, here's the handoff. Johnson gets the call again, finds a running room, breaks a tackle, 30, cutting left, 25, 20, he's to the 10 to the 5, touchdown! 39-yard touchdown burst.
We got the extra point, but the final score with another Jets field goal before it was all over ended at 30-10. We'll take a look at some numbers from the game coming up in a bit. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. That's when I made the call. With my doctor's help, I was diagnosed with anxiety. Now I'm finding better ways to cope. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore. Mental health care works when you make the call.
See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Now that I'm retired, I'm worried about making ends meet. Food, medicine, and rent cost more every day. And that's why I used BenefitsCheckup.org. It connected me to an extra $1,000 a month. BenefitsCheckup.org is a free service from the National Council on Aging. In a few clicks, older adults like me can see if they might qualify for money-saving programs. If you're on a fixed income, BenefitsCheckup.org might help you too. For free, visit today.
Supported by the U.S. Administration for Community Living.
As veterans, life can often feel like it gives us little control, spinning us through moments of turmoil and peace, companionship and loneliness. But with each challenge, we come closer to finding our place, out of darkness and into light. When it feels like your world is moving too quickly, you're not alone. VA is standing by. Explore mental health resources and treatments for veterans at mentalhealth.va.gov.
Hey everybody, Joel Karnick. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 10 for news, fun, and laughs right here on the 98Q Morning Show.
98Q Country.
Packers Playback is built by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Well, this is kind of strange. Sean Clifford is out there. He was the third of Packers quarterbacks to play here tonight, and he's out there throwing to someone on the field and working on his footwork and that type of thing. Very interesting. I don't think I've ever seen that, where a player came out after a game and started working and going through a workout, and they just completed it right now. Tonight, unfortunately, the Packers did not make any trips into the Case IH red zone, but when they do, Case IH, that's the red zone people. Sacks plaque recap presented by Delta Dental of Wisconsin. The Packers had no sacks tonight, but it's not too late for Wisconsin schools to apply to Delta Dental of Wisconsin's sack plaque promotion to win toothbrushes and toothpaste. Learn more at deltadentalwi.com/sack-plaque. Again, the final score here, the Jets 30, the Packers 10. Chandra Lynn will wrap things up after this. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
Some things in life are preventable. Ooh, gas station sushi, yum! That's preventable.
I'm just going to tell my boss what I really think of him.
Oh, boy. That's preventable.
Hmm, maybe a face tattoo would look good.
Ah, that's preventable, too. The Colorectal Cancer Alliance wants you to know a lot of things in life are preventable. Colon cancer is common and deadly, but that's also preventable.
Oh my gosh, it's a bear!
Let's get a selfie with it.
Also preventable. The Alliance is doing its part to end colorectal cancer. Now, do yours. Get involved. And if you're 45 or older, talk to your doctor about the colon cancer screening options available to you.
Betcha I can eat 50 hot dogs in an hour.
Preventable!
Actually, Your Honor, I'm representing myself.
Go to colorectalcancer.org to learn more. That's colorectalcancer.org. And together, we can save lives.
Hey, honey!
Oh, no.
Check this out!
No.
My name is Emma. I am 13 years old. 6 years ago, I was injured in a car accident that left me paralyzed from the waist down. Once I completed rehab, my mom applied for a canine companion service dog. Last January, I finally got to meet my service dog, Marcia, who quickly developed a very strong bond. Together, we go to my horseback riding lessons, school band practice, swim meets, and archery classes. Together, we pick vegetables, and we like to cut flowers. I love Marcia. She makes me feel like together we can do anything. I can't imagine life without her. She's a part of the family. We are just one of the thousands of teams Canine Companions has paired together over the past 50 years. With your help, we can continue for another 50. Visit canine.org to see the many ways you can change lives.
They say the chicken at Lena's Northern Pines comes with corn fritters and family feuds. Eat like a king, fish like a local, Butternut, Wisconsin. See lenasnorthernpines.net.
Packers Playback is built by Menards. Save big money at Menards. The final score in Green Bay, the Jets win 30-10. A final look at the numbers is sponsored by Fox Communities Credit Union. Life is about balancing what you need with what you want. You know what you want. Fox Communities Credit Union has what you need. Malik Willis went 4 for 9 with 39 yards. Packers OT with Drew Olsen and Billy Schmidt is coming up next. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
It's the summer sales event with the Ford Groom.
Sam, 30 seconds on the clock. The Ford summer sales event.
Great time to buy.
Correct. What do we have amazing deals on this summer?
Ford trucks and SUVs.
Is Ford America's all-time best-selling auto brand?
Let me think. Yeah, it is.
3 for 3.
What do I win?
You get to work at the Ford summer sales event.
Amazing. I think I was going to do that anyway.
You betcha.
Based on Automotive News Almanac historical data and industry reported sales data from 1909 through 2024 CY.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When it comes to getting care, we all need a winning strategy. And the best way to get there is through Ascension Wisconsin Care Teams. From routine to specialty care, they empower you by listening, respecting your experiences, and working with you to create a game plan that works. Put an Ascension Wisconsin doctor on your team to connect the dots to labs, imaging, specialists, and any other care you need. Schedule now at ascension.org/wisconsincare. That's ascension.org/wisconsincare.
Hey, Green Bay, there's a new addition to the roster this season with the speed and depth to take us all the way. I'm talking about Circle K, my friends. Green Bay's newest on-the-go get-it-fast store. Stocking up for tailgating? There's nowhere better than Circle K. With tasty hot grillers and snacks, thirst-destroying beverages, and high-quality fuel to help your engine go longer than sweet Donnie D. So game up on game day and every day at Circle K. Now with three neighborhood Green Bay locations.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Moving the earth, lifting people up, making everything possible. That's what we do here at Manitou. Global leaders in equipment you use and see every day. Proudly based in Wisconsin and making a difference from farms to construction sites to factories worldwide. Work with a global leader who shares your values. Manitou, the best for the best.
Packers game day continues.
Hand off goes to Jacobs, running room left side. He's to the outside 30. Breaks a tackle, 25-20. Gets a block, 10-5. Touchdown!
With Packers OT, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Touchdown, Green Bay Packers! 38-yard gallop!
Now hear from the players, the fans, and get updates from around the league on the Packers Radio Network.
Let's start with the good news. Packers football is back in 2025, and it did not rain heavily during the game tonight at Lambeau Field. And that's about where we're going to end that. Welcome into Packers OT. Drew Olsen, Bill Schmidt with you, starting year four of our tag teaming, Packers OT. Packers OT is presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. For long-lasting comfort and reliability, our craftsmen make it easy to trust Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 5 years at Pella. WI.com. Jets prevail over the Packers tonight 30-10 in a game that had the look and feel and penalty flags of a first preseason game. Billy, what are your initial thoughts as we watch this unfold tonight?
My initial thought is impressive job by you to start with the good things, because I didn't know exactly how long that intro was going to be.
We're
going to
have
a ton of good
things. We're going to have more. I have a whole notebook of things that were positive.
Beautiful.
And then
yes.
About two notebooks of things that need to be cleaned
well,
up.
Well, and understandably so, right? Whenever you translate it and move from the practice field to the game field, there's never going to be perfect syncrasy with what you've been running on the practice field at Reinitschke Field and what you're going to do here. You would have anticipated, especially with your first group, that maybe you get a little bit more traction. Maybe your defense doesn't allow Justin Fields and the New York Jets to have a 10-play, 79-yard touchdown drive. The start of the game was one thing, and then the entire first half. 11 penalties for over 100 combined penalty yards between the first two teams in the first half. It was... Adrian Hill and his crew, they had themselves some fun here tonight.
And the Jets had back-to-back roughing penalties, personal fouls out of bounds.
Well, and I believe in that back-to-back plays, I think that then also equaled their 30 penalty yards, equaled the Packers' total yardage at the time after those
That's
two
true.
Plays.
That's true. So Packers lose tonight 30-10. If you'd like to talk to us and a statewide audience of smart and good-looking listeners and Packers fans. You can get us on the Verizon Talk and Text line, 877-794-1973. You heard from Matt LaFleur in a post-game interview with Larry McCarron. We will hear his podium conversation with the assembled media later. We might hear from a player or two. Our locker room reports presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. But, yeah, Billy, 30-10, and the night started with excitement because – lo and behold, we got to see some starters in a preseason opener, which has not always been the case, right? And this has kind of been a league-wide trend, and there's a lot of talk of studies that say that they've got some data to tell them that injuries can be prevented, perhaps by playing guys in the preseason. So we got to see some starters, but this wasn't a particularly crisp thing. Now, as a guy who has coached football in the past, you probably look at this and go, well, they've got a lot to work on, and a lot of the coach has got a lot of coaching points, and it's different when you're playing against somebody that with a different organization. This is their first look at this. Next week, by the time they get to Indianapolis for the joint practice next week, they will have forgotten today's result, much like I forgot until tonight, and it jogged my memory that the Packers lost a 27-2 decision in Denver last year in the second preseason game. Packers have been 2-1 for the last two or three preseasons, I think, and then we remember that preseason records don't really have any bearing on what happens during the season, but the Packers will have to win their next two games to be 2-1 this preseason.
100%. And Drew, you mentioned it right there. By the time you hit the joint practice field in Indianapolis coming up on Thursday, all long will be forgotten about how bad this could have been. However, it is one in which I liked Matt LaFleur's initial comments where, and you could hear the frustration in his voice, because that's the only thing to feel when you put so much time into building up for not this game, right? Like, there's not a crazy amount of game planning that goes in for the New York Jets. They're not scouting up as to what and trying to beat different looks and tendencies that the Jets are going to put out here. But you just want to see your guys go out there and compete and do what you have been doing for the last 3 weeks and be functional at it. And to see that not be the case for the beginning of the game, I understand the frustration, but you're exactly right. The clunker in the preseason is not going to be predictive as to necessarily what you're going to do in the regular season, but certain guys who will factor into the regular season Packers outfit here in 2025 might have earned themselves some jobs here and more opportunities in a game here tonight that felt like it was lost late into the second quarter.
Yeah, and again, like, the score doesn't matter. Everything's vanilla, and we forget about these things because it's what we have to chew on right now. And
and don't get it twisted. We're going to have a lot of fun with it throughout the week as well on our daily shows. Yeah,
There's no question. And, Justin Fields can feel good about his performance tonight because, you know, he walked away and had a pretty good first drive and a touchdown.
I feel good for Jets fans. They've won the offseason, I feel like, each of the last 2 years, and now they actually won one of the football games that feels like it could translate into that. They got to be feeling really, really good, and that's the part of it, Drew. When you do get – funny how when the NFL wants players to play in the preseason, that data lends itself to players playing, and, oh, there's no way that guys are getting hurt more in the preseason. And you're definitely going to be healthier on the way out. We definitely also want people to come to these games and watch them on NFL Network and be listening to them on the Packers Radio Network. But I think for a team that in the last couple of years, I think Matt LaFleur has gone back and forth with his philosophy in the preseason, playing starters, not playing starters. You want to gain a little bit more traction than you did so far in tonight's game. However, you had plays there, and you did get one nice shining performance from somebody that I think the fans were excited to see. A couple of nice grabs from number 22, Matthew Golden, was a sight that people enjoyed early on.
Drew a pass interference penalty as well. Mm-hmm. Pretty good Lambeau debut for that young man. Different vibe than family night, and a different vibe than you see in the regular season, obviously, because folks know that there are jobs on the line, and guys are battling out there, and the coaches are coaching, and everybody's working hard. But it just doesn't have that regular season feel, nor should it in any way. So we want to hear from you. The Verizon Talk and Text line is open, 877-794-1973. We're also going to hear from Matt LaFleur and hopefully Jordan Love and some other players as we move forward on the program. We'll take a quick break. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
What does life after service look like? Kicking back? Taking it easy? We believe it looks a little different. Looks like leading for all veterans. Helping shape policies to make certain they get the benefits they've earned. and ensuring every veteran's voice is heard. It looks like advancing to meet today's veterans where they are, lifting them up, and strengthening the bond that unites us. It looks like serving when disaster strikes, with boots on the ground helping our communities recover and rebuild. From the Capitol to our hometowns, we don't just show up when it's easy. We show up when it matters. Because a veteran's mission never truly ends, and neither does ours. The VFW, still leading, still advancing, still serving. Get involved at stillserving.org.
I'm Angela Bassett. As a first responder on screen, I know what it means to act fast in an emergency. In real life, the same urgency can save lives, especially when it comes to food allergy. For 33 million Americans, one bite can cause a life-threatening reaction. Now, there's a needle-free option, a new way to carry epinephrine. Know the risk, know the options. Be ready to act. Learn more at foodallergy.org/readytoact.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures. To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Many postmenopausal women like me have osteoporosis. There is no cure, but simple changes in our lives can keep us on the path to healthier bones. Osteoporosis can weaken your bones and slowly rob you of your independence. A daily exercise routine, along with a diet rich in calcium and vitamin D, can make a huge difference in your bone health. Taking care of your bones is necessary for healthy aging and lifelong independence. Learn how to start your own path to good bone health. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Hi, I'm Greg Gunderson on WCQM. Weekdays 2 to 7, 98.3 FM and the free Civic Media app. See you there.
98Q Country.
Continuing Packers OT, Drew Wilson and Bill Schmidt live from Lambeau Field. Jets beat the Packers 30-10 in the preseason opener, and the score might not indicate the game. Well, it didn't seem as close as the score would indicate. Not a great start for the Packers. We're not going to sugarcoat anything. It wasn't a great night. You'll hear that from Matt LaFleur and some players. Our locker room reports will be brought to us by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. But, Billy, we got to remind folks that Chevrolet is proud to be the best-selling brand in Wisconsin and the official vehicle of the Green Bay Packers. Trust Chevy on your team. Visit your local Chevy dealer today. The Verizon Talk and Text Line, 877-794-1973. Chris is leaving Lambeau Field. He joins us on a cell phone. Chris, welcome to Packers OT with Drew and Billy.
I'm driving back from the game. Wicks had a drop. Dobbs had two drops at the beginning of the game. I was wondering your guys' thoughts on that, considering last year we had the most drops in the league.
Yeah, Chris, thank you for the call. I agree with you that that's definitely not something that you want to be able to see. Most importantly, we do like to be right when we talk into these microphones. I've been doing our daily show, Drew, from the perch, watching practice every single day. Romeo Doubs has been as sure-handed as anybody on the field, and he's somewhat separated himself, it appears, as the number one wide receiver, the go-to target, and I was not surprised to see him get the first couple of throws earlier on tonight. The first one you got to have. The second one is a pretty spectacular play by Sauce Gardner that breaks it up to end the first series. Again, ball hits you in the hand, though. You're going to be presumed the number one wide receiver for a team that's expected to go deep into the postseason and contend to win the NFC North, which was the best division in football. You got to be able to have that, especially the first one. A first one is that's one right. that Romeo Doubs is going to be very, very frustrated
Absolutely.
With himself.
And the drops were a theme last year, and when you see it come back, there were a lot of people wags in the press box like, oh, midseason form, because mm-hmm. it's what we saw last year. And you're right. It's something that has to be corrected. They drafted a couple of wide receivers to send
for
a message.
For that exact reason, yeah.
Exactly. And you mentioned Matthew Golden had some sure hands.
He was sure-handed. Yeah, so that works.
Absolutely. We'll go back to the Verizon Talk and Text Line, 877-794-1973. If you're driving, try not to text us. We encourage everybody to be safe. And we got Brad in Crooked Lake on the line. Brad, welcome to Packers OT.
First of all, let's agree this was an unacceptable performance by the Green Bay Packers coming out. And I think Matt LaFleur is a good coach because he usually fixes stuff. But this team wasn't even close to being ready to play with the turnovers, the penalties, the lack of execution. It was not very good. Oh, leading on a positive note, I think Jordan Love is the guy for the future. I think he's going to be a great quarterback for the team. And I think he's going to make a Pro Bowl this year.
Oh, that's a bold prediction.
There we go.
To succeed.
There you go.
I
Thank
like
you.
That.
Thank you, Brad. We appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Good to get your quarterback back to the Pro Bowl. It would also be nice to get him into the All-Pro conversation, which, Drew, you think of like, okay, yeah, obviously that'd be nice. But look around the conference and tell me that it's not gettable, right? I mean, Jalen Hurts was the Super Bowl MVP a year ago. Jared Goff played very, very well. Jaden Daniels is a fun player. But that position, especially in this conference, is definitely open up for grabs.
I agree. Continue to take your thoughts. Again, the Verizon Talk and Text Line, 877-794-1973. We've got our locker room reports presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Moving forward, we're going to hear from Matt LaFleur. And I don't doubt that Matt LaFleur is going to sound a little bit like Brad in Crooked Lake. I have a feeling he's going to echo. You can hear some of the same sentiments from the Packers locker room. And Billy, it's not the worst thing in the world. They're going to have a lot of fire when they go into the joint practices, in the joint practice in Indy next week. And I think you'll see a different approach come Saturday, a week from today, in Indy.
You mentioned the result in Denver last year. I didn't think that preseason games would get uglier than that one. Then this one did happen here tonight. But listen, as the last caller just said, unacceptable. Team didn't look ready to play. Luckily, I don't know that you're getting ready to play. This is when you got to get yourself ready to play. This is a trial period. So the coaches also want to be able to see who gets themselves ready to go. Who has all of that fire and vinegar before the game that we don't have to bring that out, because you're fighting for your play for your NFL life here. Shouldn't need to tell you to get up for it.
We've
game.
Seen teams go unbeaten in the preseason and run up the scores and then lose like 15 games in a year.
Pretty,
so it's, like, it's not predictive in any way. We remind ourselves
16 Lions might have gone undefeated in the regular in the preseason.
I think they did. And I had forgotten about the 27-2 result in Denver last year, and we're reminded of it today. Going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have an award for you. We've got a couple of awards to give out that we give out all the time here on Packers OT, and continue to take your thoughts on the Verizon Talking Text Line, 877-794-1973. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Molloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives here on your local Civic Media radio station, 98Q Country.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
At Wheelchairs for Warriors, serving America's heroes is our mission. With your support, we serve veterans and first responders injured in the line of duty across the United States of America, providing them custom-fit, complex rehab mobility solutions to ensure they rejoin their lives at the highest level of independent mobility and function possible. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Maybe it was a family vacation or a school field trip. But there you were, standing in awe at a national park. We are the National Park Foundation. And together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Today, tomorrow, forever. Donate at nationalparks.org/foundation.
There's a place where veteran stories, the fabric of our nation's past, serve the future. Now your experiences can be an invaluable resource, a treasure piece of an ever-growing collection. Share your memories with us at the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where the experiences of U.S. military veterans are preserved. You'll help inform the next generation of students, scholars, researchers, and veterans, too. To submit your stories, photographs, and other military documents, visit loc.gov/vets today.
Q Country.
Mia's Northern Pines on Butternut Lake makes food so good, you'll forget your fishing pole. Homemade everything, open late, and the lake is just steps away.
Single back offense, Braylon Allen, the lone setback. Under center is Cook, the quarterback. Motion to the left side by Johnson. And here's the handoff to Allen, hits the middle of the line, and he goes nowhere. He was stoned short of the 25-yard line. It's Green Bay football.
A nice stop by the defense there. Great call by Wayne Larrabee.
Mm-hmm.
He and Larry were in mid-season form today. Drew Olsen, Bill Schmidt back with you on Packers OT. We're live from Lambeau Field. The Jets beat the Packers tonight 30-10. Time to name our hardest working player of the game, presented by Manitou. Handling your world with the best for the best construction, agriculture, and industrial equipment in North America. Visit a Manitou dealer near you. Learn more at Manitou.com, Manitou.com. Billy, we had a couple of candidates, believe it or not, but we both agreed on our hardest working player of the game.
Yeah, it might be a little bit of a strange one, might be a little bit different, but Drew, the only Green Bay Packer to put multiple hits on the quarterback, there were only three, he had two of them, was fourth round pick and rookie number 99, Baron Sorrell. Rookie from Texas, fourth round pick. Also, one thing that I love about training camp, we anticipate to see a lot of first round pick jerseys out there hanging out at Reinicke Field. When that first round pick is a wide receiver, and for the first time in over two decades, you almost could guarantee you were going to see a lot of Matthew Golden jerseys. Who was the first one I saw? It was number 99, Baron Sorrell, this year. Because my man, hardest working, he had to walk up and down the parking lots to celebrate his selection on day three of the draft. He had himself a phenomenal moment the last time he was here for day three of the draft. Started it out with a nice game here tonight. He hasn't been super flashy, it hasn't felt like, during camp, but I thought played very, very well tonight and consistently in the mix into the backfield. So number 99, Baron Sorrell, played a bunch of ball here tonight and got a couple of licks on some Jets quarterbacks.
He's a guy who clearly loves life and loves playing football.
Absolutely so.
And he is going to be embraced. I think you're right. He's going to be embraced by Packers fans, and I think we'll see him. He's going to be, if he even gets limited action, he's going to be impactful.
Well, and if you look at the third and fourth edge rusher, that guy plays, right? Kingsley Enagbare played very, very well tonight. He plays significantly during the regular season. So there are reps to be had there, and when you're a fourth-round pick, it's not necessarily your roster position or your place on the roster that you're concerned about. It's your position on the depth chart, and wherever he falls early on, I'm with you. I think he's going to work himself into a more prominent role here pretty soon.
Baron Sorrell had a nice night. We also considered Jordan Morgan and Lucas Van Ness for this award. We'll have more awards coming up, and we'll continue to take your thoughts. We're getting some good texts.
Text,
keep them
too.
Coming on the Verizon Talking Text Great line, 877-794-1973. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. That's when I made the call. With my doctor's help, I was diagnosed with anxiety. Now I'm finding better ways to cope. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore. Mental health care works when you make the call.
See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Now that I'm retired, I'm worried about making ends meet. Food, medicine, and rent cost more every day. And that's why I used BenefitsCheckup.org. It connected me to an extra $1,000 a month. BenefitsCheckup.org is a free service from the National Council on Aging. In a few clicks, older adults like me can see if they might qualify for money-saving programs. If you're on a fixed income, BenefitsCheckup.org might help you too. For free, visit today.
Supported by the U.S. Administration for Community Living.
As veterans, life can often feel like it gives us little control, spinning us through moments of turmoil and peace, companionship and loneliness. But with each challenge, we come closer to finding our place, out of darkness and into light. When it feels like your world is moving too quickly, you're not alone. VA is standing by. Explore mental health resources and treatments for veterans at mentalhealth.va.gov.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey everybody, Joel Karnick of The Morning Show. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 10 right here on 98Q.
98Q Country, Park Falls, Wisconsin. Home of the Packers.
Two receivers stack on the right. Soto receiver Reynolds to the left. Wilson in motion to the left from the shotgun. Snap to Fields. Rushes on. Tight pocket under pressure. Steps up. Scrambles. Cutting right to the 10. First down to the 5. To the end zone. And he high steps in for the touchdown.
Not a Packers highlight, but a highlight nonetheless. The Jets beat the Packers tonight 30-10. Drew Wilson, Bill Schmidt live from Lambeau Field. Packers OT continues. This portion of our program brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. And during our week at training camp with our regular radio troop, we did some great shopping at Hy-Vee. Personal endorsement there. Got some delicious goodies to take back to our flap house.
Big time. And also good lunching throughout the day and good snacking foods there. Nice to at least hear a Justin Fields highlight and know that it wasn't a Bears highlight attached to it. That was a great play by him. Great first drive by Fields for somebody who all reports, at least it feels like out of their Jets camp, that he's been kind of shaky to start. So it was an impressive start for them, no doubt about it.
His first drive, he was 3-for-4 for 42 yards, a 108.3 quarterback rating, 14 rushing yards on two carries.
And the rush that you heard that ends in the touchdown, I want to say it was running back Isaiah Davis is running kind of like a wheel route against Isaiah McDuffie. And he's 10, 12 yards in front of Fields. Drew, as Fields is approaching the line of scrimmage, Davis, to try to occupy McDuffie, fakes like the ball's going up over the shoulder like he's about to grab it into the corner of the end zone and just buys him a little bit of time to be able to sneak into the end zone. Really, really well done. And one that, again, all of what happened here tonight, no one's going to act like it was a great performance at all or good for the Green Bay Packers. But when you look at your first team defense, good stuff to be able to clean up, because you saw some spots where Lucas Van Ness makes nice plays on first and second down. But critical third down breakdowns, what ultimately broke you today when that first unit was out there.
Absolutely. The Packers first half, there was by no measure was it good. They had two turnovers, four sacks. They had 74 yards of offense, a handful of penalties.
No, in the first quarter or in the first half, I believe their quarterbacks were 5 of 15 throwing the football. So yeah, it was a brutal first 30 minutes, and some small highlights into the second half, but you're squinting at this film. But luckily, as coaches will always say, you got to have cliches, but they're also classics. It's never as bad as it looked in real time, and it's also never as good as it looks in real time. So there's some work, though, for those folks in the football offices here tonight and early mornings tomorrow, Drew, able to extrapolate some positives from this
tomorrow,
one.
Basically all the coaches are heading to a podium, and I'm sure they're going to have plenty to expound upon because they
discuss.
Will have seen the film by that point. A lot of times in the heat of a moment like this, you know it wasn't a great performance, Billy, but you can say, well, you know, I haven't seen the film yet. They will have seen the film tomorrow. And there's going to be plenty to talk about.
Yeah.
But then it's on to Indianapolis, and you're on to next week. And the joint practice will be very interesting next week. And then I'm wondering what that performance – I think you're going to see an upgraded performance.
Coach LaFleur said he left early to beat the traffic after family night. I got a feeling he didn't hear tonight.
That is right. We're going to take a quick break. Hope to hear from you on the Verizon Talking Text Line. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Milwaukee baseball was born in the Emerald City, but any ties to the Pacific Northwest were cut loose decades ago. Pella has an interesting history as well. Born in Pella, Iowa, but their century-long history of crafting quality windows and doors there continues to this day. Designed with innovation and rigorously tested for quality and performance, get long-term energy savings and durability that lasts for years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Order by August 31st and get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Visit PellaWI.com today.